Elul, Friday the 20th September, Rabbi Rafi Brody, Bikurim and Elul.
Good morning, everybody. It's always a pleasure to be here. Good news for anybody who listens on Kol HaLoshon. I've just discovered you can double the speed of the person who's saying the shiur, so you can listen today to double the amount of shiurim, a new feature on Kol HaLoshon. So I can't talk as fast as I used to talk. So the Torah says in this week's Sedra, V'loinothan Hashem lochem leiv lo das, ve'inayim lirois ve'oznayim lishmoya ad hayoim hazeh. After the Toichacho Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, you've been through so much, and yet, until today. Tosfos learns that until today means until today. Rashi learns that ad hayoyim hazeh means until today, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Toichacho, and they were standing and listening to what he had to say. Says Rashi, Shomati, she'oysa yoyim, she'nothan Moshe sefer Torah levnei Levi, as it says in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitna el HaKohenim in Levi, Klal Yisrael came with a time that Moshe Rabbeinu is going, he's giving the Sefer Torah to Levi, and Klal Yisrael say, wait a second, Moshe Rabbeinu, Af Onu Amadnu al HaSinai, we also stood at HaSinai, B'kibadnu es HaTorah, we got the Torah, B'nothno Lonu, Hashem gave it to us. Why are you doing a monopoly over here, giving it to Levi? But Yom Rulam, tomorrow, you know what Levi are going to tell us? It wasn't given to you, the Torah. It was given exclusively to us. Somach Moshe al zeh. Moshe says, ah! Once and for all, that's a good time. On that he said, Hayom hazeh nehiye sol'om. Today you've become men. Today you've become a people. Hayom hazeh hevanti she'atem dveikim v'chafeitzim b'mokim. Now I can see that you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Ask the Tiferet Yaakov, Yaakov Gesundheit. Al Tiferet Yaakov. First Kasha. Kether Loshon, Kibalnu es HaTorah, V'nitno Lonu. Right? If you got the Torah, L'choyre, it was given to you. Second Kasha. What was the Havamin of Klal Yisrael, but that by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to Shevet Levi, that they're excluded now? There's so many mitzvot that a lady can't even do. So what was the havamina that they're out on the limb now, that it's not for them? So he says, I'm going to paraphrase what he says, say it slightly differently, but this is the thrust of the terrors of the Tiferes Yaakov. Says the Tiferes Yaakov, there's two parts of Torah. There's the Torah which is halachos, which every member of Klal Yisrael have to be mekayim. But there's shkidas haTorah. There's learning. There's harving on the Tosfos. There's understanding. Maybe dover mi toich dover. What's the emes of pshat? And coming to asuki shmaita aliver the hilchasa. Klal Yisrael thought, oh, of course we stood at HaSinai. Kibalnu es haTorah. We got the Torah. We have to keep all of the halachas. Well, was it? But it was also nitno lanu. It was given to us to become bailim on the Torah. And that, it seems, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving exclusively to Shevet Levi. Came Klal Yisrael and said, with the time to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, we want the second chelik as well. We want to be able to steig and horve in Torah, not only to keep the mitzvahs. And that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayoyim hazeh nehiye sol'om. Today I can see, you're not just Jews who are keeping the mitzvahs, but you really want to learn in Torah, and Torah is the vehicle with which we come to Avat Hashem, we come to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Simcha Gedoila. If we're standing here on a Friday morning, learning Torah together, then we're Mekayim, we're being Mesameach Moshe Rabbeinu in wanting to understand greater depth in Torah, and coming to new understandings. Rabbi Feinstein in Drash Moshe says, Noch HaKneit, she says, in Cain, so why did the Sefer Torah yes go to Shevet Levi? Right? If Loi Shevet Levi Bilbad, as the Rambam says at the end of Shvitim Yovelos, we got that Chelik as well, says the Drash Moshe. Rabbi Feinstein puts the Gador, and he says, because at the end of the day, everybody can learn that the Psak Halocha is a Kabbalah Midori Doiris, and it's Rav, the Talmud, the Talmud, the Rav. And that stayed by Sheva Levi. Nobody should think that because there's a Sforim shelf full of Sforim, it gives him the right to Paskin Halach Lemaisa. That in fact was given only to Sheva Levi. Okay, something, a very interesting topic that we want to talk about today is Parshas Bikurim, out of the whole Torah, is the Parsha that we choose for Haggadah Shel Pesach. Shmois Va'era Boi B'Shalach. And yet we go to Parshas Devarim to talk on Seder night with our children, to give over Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's the pshat? I want to give over six mahalchim in the first half of this year, and if there's any more time, there's more to say. Pshat number one, comes the Malbim, Aderech HaPshat, because it's a small, concise paragraph which incorporates the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would be a hard job Seder night to get your afikomen by Chatzos if you would be learning up Shmoy Feir Boi B'Shalach. Second pshat is a very interesting pshat. We know that for various reasons Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear in Haggadah Shel Pesach. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, be mashish emuni in your children, even though Moshe Rabbeinu took them out in the time, only the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only parsha that does not include Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Yetzias Mitzrayim is Parshas Bikurim, and therefore that's the one given. The Isomeach says a different pshat. We know that Lechem Oini, it's called Lechem Oini, al Shem, Lechem She'oinim alof Dvorim Harbe. Where do you find a Oinim alof Dvorim Harbe? V'onisa v'omarto. This week's Sedra we have the Loshoin, V'onisa v'omarto. But gelend the Heilige Oisomeach, that must be the parasha al zeh ne'emar lechem oini, lechem she'oini malach dvorim harbe. This is the only parasha that includes this. The Gaon says it. We learn the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have to say on. We say this parasha of Bikurim of Arami Ovid Avi. We say on Seder night in Haggadah Shel Pesach. Sorry for not. The Gaon says a different pshat. The Gaon says that the connection between Parshas Bikurim being the one that we say on Seder night is because there's a special quality to Arami Oyvid Ovi. Because there is going on here a Maisa Ovois similar bonim. Yaakov was by Lavan. He was there as a ger. And Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they were also Kiger Oisim Be'artzoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dan Lavan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dan Mitzrayim. Ve'achakach Yeitzu, it was Alpi Adibo. Yaakov Avinu left Lavan. And when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was also Alpi Adibo. Yaakov Avinu went out to Rechush Godel. Klal Yisrael went out to Rechush Godel. Says the Vilna Gaon that this is the reason we want to bring out the Maista of Simul Labonim when we say over Seder night the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we use this parasha of Bikurim in order to say it over. I'd like to bring your attention to another pshat with a Hakdomo Kitzoro. Parashas Bikurim is one of those parashas where we have a famous kasha. We know that we have a klal. Dvorim shebiksav, I ato yochoy le'oimron bal peh. You're not allowed to say psukim, bal peh. You have to look in your siddur, look in your chumash to say your psukim. So how can the Yid come up to the Yerushalayim, come up to the Beis HaMikdosh, and say Parshas Bikurim, bal peh, is Dvorim shebiksav, he's saying psukim for Parshas Kitzavoy. How can he say bal peh? Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Rishonah on the Mishnayos in Perek Gimel of Bikurim says that there was a tavla like we have in the shuls. The Mishnah only talks about Parshas Soita. It's Machadish the Mishnah Rishonah, there was a tavla which said the whole Parshas Bikurim, and he in fact read it from the Ksav. This is not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that he said it Baal Peh. What's the reason for Dvorim Shemiksav, Iyato Yochel Eimon Alpeh? Various timing were given. Pashtus is that it's because we're scared you're going to make a mistake and to make a mistake in a pasuk is a terrible bizoyim for the pasuk. I saw an incredible insight from the Maharal. The Maharal says, you know why you can't say Baal Peh? Because a pasuk is Toyas Hashem Temimo. When you talk, so when you say a pasuk, Torah Tziva Lonu, you're holding by Lonu, Torah Tziva is gone. You're saying it Baal Peh, those words are gone. And therefore, it's not Torah Hashem Temimo. You don't have a whole pasuk in front of you. It's only when it's written, then, and you read it from the text, then you have the Torah Hashem Temimo in front of you. We know the various heterim were given for Dvorim Shebiksav. I'll tell you a number of them. Anything which is shogul b'fi koil. Everybody is fluent with Asher Yishuv Yisecho, there's a heter you're allowed to say Baal Peh. Toisus in Temura says, it's only when you're being moitzi other people that there's a problem of Dvorim Shebiksav. That's why people are makbid in Kiddush to say it from a bencher. Others say there's a heter, if your kavana is just to be mishabeach, to say tachnunim, then or skula or shmira, there's no problem with Dvorim Shebiksav. But machim tircha de tzibura, others say, there's no problem with Dvorim Shebiksav. With a blind person who has no choice, eislas islashem, heiferu teresecho. However, there's another heter in Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, and we want to discuss this briefly. Rabbeinu Yoina says, a huge chiddush. Dvorim shebiksav I eshelo omer al peh is only said on psukim that are never said l'shem choyva. But the pasuk that you need to say, or psukim that you are mechuyev to say, there is no issa of dvorim shebiksav. I'll give you an example. When we bench our children on Friday night, it's a pasuk. How can you say it, Malcolm? The Teretz is of Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, because when the Koyanim and the Beis Hamikdash, they duchened, they said the Pasuk Yorechecha, and they were mechuyev to say it. Therefore, anybody now has a heter to say those psukim. But Pashtus the Svara is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazal were mechayev you to say this Pasuk, and Chazal were mechayev you to say this Pasuk, irrelevant of whether the person who was mechuyev had a siddur chumash in front of him. So, exactly a coin, it's a little impractical. Therefore, nispar lachavilo, you can say it baal peh, anybody can say it baal peh. And this is the case with many psukim that we say, that somewhere or other they're a choyva. So it says Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, the son-in-law of Rav Zalman Oiva, as well as Engesund, that's why we use Dafka, the parsha of Bikurim, in our Haggadah Shel Pesach. Since the Baal HaBikurim who comes up has a choiva to say parshas Bikurim, once he has a choiva, so he's allowed to say Baal Peh. Once he's allowed to say Baal Peh, then every member of Klal Yisrael can say Baal Peh, and therefore there's no problem with Zvorim Shebiksav. They're sitting somewhere in Bnei Barak, those five Gedolei Olam, right, hiding from the authorities, perhaps they didn't have a Haggadah with them. Nobody is required to look inside and say every word of the Haggadah, because says the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, once the person who comes up is mechuyev to say it, you're mechuyev to say it, so you're allowed to say it Baal Peh. You're allowed to say it Baal Peh, every member of the Klal Yisrael is allowed to say it Baal Peh. That is the teretz of Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, why we choose Haggadah for Bikurim. Bikurim for Haggadah. There's another teretz, a famous teretz, but I would like to take it a step deeper. We know that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we say twice a day in Kriyat Shema. So the Meforshim of Masbi, Yetzias Mitzrayim that we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeis Yeschem is just a Zechira. It's to be mechazikah and munah twice a day, petrol for the day and for the night to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, on Leila Seder there's an inyan of Shevach Vahoydor. Shevach Vahoydor brings with it a number of different aspects that have to be incorporated into your Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. Haggadah, says the Talmud Yerushalmi, on this week's Sefer, he gathered the Ayyum Lashem Elekecho, Shvochin Yoim Odein. Haggadah is a Loshon of Shevach. A few Nafkiminas Lemaisa, says the Prima Godin. Zikorain is enough in your heart, believe. But if you want to be Meshabeach, Besrich Rabbi Mahalelenu, you've got to do it loud in front of people. Reb Chaim Alashah says, Zechira is when you do it between you and yourself. But Shevach Bohidor, you have to say with other people. There's a chilv on Seder night, maskil bignus, umasayim b'shevach. Why? Brings out the shevach if you start with the gnus, right? A blackboard is a blackboard in order to bring out the white chalk, once upon a time, that you're going to use to write. So, the only parsha that has this aspect, this element of hakoras hatoiv in Yosef Yitzis Mitzrayim is Parshas Bikurim. It has all of these qualities. It's Maskel Bignus Masayim Shevach, and it's Mole the Goddess of Shevach Vaidor to the Rebbeinu Shalom for bringing us out of Mitzrayim and taking us to Yisrael in a way that nothing in Shmois Va'ir Boy B'Shalach can compare to. So this is a famous concept that Parshas Bikurim is Hakoras Hatoiv. Hakoras Hatoiv to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so important. Let's take this concept much deeper. The Arizal writes that every person who brings Bikurim is a tikkun for the chet of Cain who killed Hevel. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not bringing rain until there is somebody, Odom Ayin, there's nobody there to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing the rain. Came Cain. Cain is the first Oved Adomo, he's the first farmer in history. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he does a bad job at it. First of all, he's not the first one to bring the Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just copies Hevel. And second of all, he brings, as they told us in Gan, rotten bananas. Right? He did not bring from the choice of his crops. Says the Arizal, every person who brings Bikurim is being metaken the chet of Cain. He's trying to have a korah satoiv and be metaken that chet of a lack of a kofui toivah to a kodesh baruch. Says the Arizal, every person in history who ever brought Bikurim has a shoresh neshama somewhere, a 0.0% of Cain's neshama. And by bringing Bikurim, he can be metakim the chet of Cain. The Mishnah in Bikurim says that if somebody does not know how to read, so makrin lefonov, tzidot machloikis netziv and the gon. What does it mean, makrin lefonov? The netziv says, shemeh koina. The person says it, and he hears it, and he's yoytze shemeh koina. The gon says, no, there's no shemeh koina over here. You say it, the person says it, and you follow after him, you say word by word. What's the pshat in the Gaon? Because we know there's a famous word, Moedim Derabonon, we're not yoitza from Shemeah Koina. When it comes to Hoidah, you have to say Hoidah yourself. You have to express what's in your heart, and Shemeah Koina doesn't work. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, just a story which is incredible. Rabbi Avigdor Miller had a granddaughter who was married to a younger man. And this younger man, he became a grandson of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. He was desperate to ask Rabbi Avigdor Miller questions. The whole world asked him questions. He also wanted to ask questions. He tried every opportunity. We know that Rabbi Avigdor Miller, every second, was Oiske Cheshbon. He had a Seder every minute. Anyway, this younger man had an Einfall. He said, at some simcha, between the chuppah and the chasna, you know, everyone draining around with the photographer. So I'll ask him then. Kachava, he sees Rabbi Avigdor Miller sitting down there on a chair between the chuppah and the chasna. He goes up to him, says, I married your granddaughter, I have a few questions for you. He says, it's very important, it can be delayed. So have a seder. He said, you have a seder? I have a seder between every chuppah and chasna of every einikul to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the chesed Hashem of being at a grandchild's chasna. That's the oimek of HaKoras HaToiv. How does HaKoras HaToiv have a kesher with the Yomim Haboim Aleinu LeToiva, Motzei Shabbos v'Motzei Menucha. We're going to start saying Slichas and Tzikim Sar Rosh Hashanah, understanding and taking this concept of Akaras HaToiv to a totally new level. I have a question for you. The Gemara says that the reason why we lay the Toichacha before Rosh Hashanah is Tichle Shona V'Kilo Loiseo, Teichel Shona V'Kiseo. The Kasha. What in Parshas Kisavoy is going to change the Tichle Shona V'Kilo Loiseo? That's it? And next year is going to be such a rosy year. Maybe Chatz V'Sholem, Tichle Shona V'Kilo Loiseo, dot dot dot. What have we done by saying the klolos? Very nice. We finished off the year, all klolos down the drain. But where's the teichel shono birchisel? How does Parshas Kisavoy bring us bracha? Teretz is like this. A murdiki yisoid. Toichacha is midah keneged midah. Atem alachti iti bekeri, afani elech itchem bekeri, etc. etc. We know the famous vafra of Hutna that Hoidah has two meanings. The more you understand, and you're moida alo emes, shelo magia li, that I don't deserve anything, the greater your hoidah is. The moment that we come and we clap on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door, kedalim v'choroshim dofaknu d'losecho, then we're not coming with a middah keneged middah. We're saying, nachon, you're right, I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve anything. So help us, give us a shana toiva. Moshe Lamar Dovid Doine. You have a Meshulach comes to England. Yeah, gewaldig. Nothing like England. Everyone maknis oirech. He brings a Meshulach into your house. And he says, okay, where am I sleeping? Show him upstairs. He comes downstairs. Mike, can I have a coffee? Sure, you can have a coffee. Brings the coffee. I think I can have another coffee. Okay. He finishes the second coffee. Do you have anything fizzy? Do you have any Coke, maybe? Okay, yeah, you have Coke. Anything to go with the Coke? Like, maybe some Nash or something? Think, oh, this guy's... Right, we've got our work cut out for this guy. Second Meshulach comes, and he comes... Room, beautiful room, beautiful room. Thank you so much. He comes downstairs to say thank you. Says, you think, you know, I'm really tired. Can I have a coffee? Sure, have a coffee. Finishes the coffee, says, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted. I don't know what you put in your coffee. Balabos, Hazab, my concern. Muy, the coffee of a fella. What does the Balabos say? Maybe you want a little more? That's it, yeah. He has the second coffee. This Meshulach says, Osmi Mechai, you mensch, have no words to thank you. Came off the plane as if I mattered. Your mom just gave me life back. What's the Balabos say? Maybe you want something else. Maybe can I help you? I can take you there. Poshkazachim. The moment somebody is a maki toiv, so the greatest pleasure it is for the person who's looking after him to give him whatever he can. Hakaras HaToiv brings you into a different lane. So enoch hanami kumstar Rosh Hashanah. Din, mishpat. But rega you maki toiv, then you change the mishpat into rachmim. We're not going with mishpat here. Oi, you have the klolosh of a parashas kisavoy, tichle shona v'kile loiseo, of a tzekum tzaman mit a parashas kisavoy. In parashas kisavoy we learn hakoras atoiv. When you come with hakoras atoiv, it's a tichle shona v'kile loiseo, teichel shona v'kiseo. Because the moment you understand and you appreciate and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lo magiali, tzekum tzaganish, the maida, the whole mishpat changes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at your case in a totally different light. The duik in the words, klolos sheva parshas kisavoy, that's the key to a good gevench diyor. The Meshech Chochma says, the Moreh Kechidush, he says that in parshas Bikurim, there are 13 times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keneged yud gimel midat shel rachamim. If you look in the Yudim and Mizr Sharachmin, how does the parasha end? Reishis, Bikurei Advasicho, Tovi Beis Hashem Elikecho. Over there in the Yudim and Midas, it also finishes with Bikurim. What's the kesher between Bikurim and Yudim and Mizr Sharachmin? Meshachachmin is not Mazda. The Pshat Zazoi. What's Yudim and Mizr Sharachmin? If you look in Toyma Devorah, the Gantz of Toyma Devorah is Doch Ein Zach. Yud Gimel Midas Rachmah means, even though you don't deserve anything, you're doing Averas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chiyus to your hand whilst you're doing the Avera. Mehecha Teisa. And it requires of us, Asei Lefonai Kasei Da'azeh. You do the same, even though people don't deserve it, behave to them generously, nicely, even though they don't deserve it. The holy Yisoid of Yud Gimel Midas Sherachmim, Moslikt in Parshas Bikurim, is this Yisoid that even though we don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The Truas Adeshen spent an hour saying Borg Sha'oma on Rosh Hashanah. As it states at Brendan Poiskin, what was he doing saying Borg Sha'oma, being Mishabek the Rebbeinu Shlomo with Borg Sha'oma for so long? The Teretz is like this. Borg Sha'oma, says the Mishnah Bura, Pei Zayin Oisiyos, Kominyan Roishoy Kesem Poz, Pei Zayin Tevois. 87 words. What's the significance? And I want to tell you something, this is not Stam. Because those of us who are Yekas and don't like it when things are not grammatically correct, Ad Kidei Kach, there's two girsas, Befe Amoy or Befi Amoy. And we all know that grammatically, Befi Amoy is correct. Construct, correct. And nevertheless, in the Oscroll Siddha, it says Befe Amoy. What's the pshat? Because Befeh is Gematria Paz. 87. What's the significance of 87? Ad Kidei Kach, to make a grammatical mistake every morning in davening. The Teretz is Azoi. Elohim is Gematria 86. You want to be Malah, you want to get over the Midas Adin. That's the Zorin Abor Sha'oma. Abor Sha'oma's Peizah in Teivois. If you mashabech the Rebbein Shlom, you makitoyve to the Rebbein Shlom, you get over the Elohim, you get over the Mishpat, and you come to Midas HaRachmim, and with that, you are zoicha to a good Gevensh Diyor. In the few minutes remaining, I just want to mention one other Nekudah, Zazach Choshev Nekudah, we have to be mazkeh. In this week's Sedra, we all know, and Allah Mefroshim Matan Tzach, what's it mean? Tachas Hashem Lo Yavadot Hashem Alikecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivo. What's it showing? It's the Amoridike brief. There's a letter from Reb Mendel Mitevitz, which shines a new light on this whole concept. Says Reb Mendel Mitevitz, every person has fantasies of Ruchnias in his life. Everyone wants to be in the Guinness Book of Records, yeah, maybe not for swallowing 38 screws, but for something in life, if it was a god, if it was a tzaddik, if it was an Schwein-Essen in Shul, something to go home with. And then we get frustrated when we don't manage. Well, I'm a nothing, I'm a regular guy. Says Reb Mendel Vitebsk, that you know what happens? When you have fantasies in Ruchnias that are completely above your level, there's nothing for Ruchnias to do with those fantasies. So they get pushed over to the other side. And a person has taivas and ritzoinas in areas outside Yiddishkeit, outside of Yisrael Hashem, because he had false fantasies that he should never have had. And this is the pshat. Tachas asher lo yavadta asher Hashem alikecha besimcho ayesoid. Ayesoid was shteit in alles form achroishim. If you look in the Hazoras of Rav Osher Stoliner, the beginning of Beis Aaron, he says, a word that we would never have thought of. You have to be somech b'chelkoi in Ruchnias. Somech b'chelkoi in Ruchnias doesn't mean you don't have she'ifas. You're not soveah b'chelkoi, but you're somech b'chelkoi. And realistically, you know there's always room to improve, but you're somech b'chelkoi in the fact that if this is my lot, this is what I'm happy with. Everybody is achiv to learn and Tanya Perichov Zayin. Tanya Perichov Zayin talks about the Yid, was davening Shmini Esrei in 20 years, he's davening Shmini Esrei for 20 years, and it's not moving. The same stupid machshavos that come into my mind, the same lack of kavana, and I'm fighting and fighting and fighting. I really want to improve, but it's just not working. Says the Tanya, you're a Bal Gaiva. Because who told you that you're supposed to be the Tzadik Yisoid Olam? Maybe you're one of those Beinanim who are supposed to fight and fight, and this is the Avodah that Rebbeinu Shleilam wants from you your whole life. Says the Tanya, Aseli matanim asher ohavti. Yitzchok Avinu says to Esav, to Yaakov, says the Tanya, shtei minei matamim. And us in Eretz Yisrael know about this well. There's food, geshmaka, sweet, beautiful food that the caterer makes. Then you come to Israel, and what's geshmaka food? Tzchug, with charif, with pilpel, again. And they love it, because there's two types of ma'adanim. There's a food which is taka orev, which it doesn't need anything doing to it. Then there's another type of avoida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. And that's avoida where you're fighting and fighting and fighting, and you someach b'chelkoi, that if this is the avoida that eventually wants from me, this is what I'm doing. So once the Baal Shem Tov came to a city, they said, you have to talk to our chazan. Our chazan, when he does al-chait, ezink. Why is he al-chaiting with a niggin? So the Baal Shem Tov spoke to him, and he said, I'll tell you why. If you're cleaning out the sewers in the Oitza HaMelech, you may be cleaning out the sewers. Oh, we're stuck in the Oitza HaMelech. Why shouldn't you sing? Everybody has to come to this Rosh Hashanah with two ideas. Tzuki de Zimra, Mishabech the Ribbon Shel, and that will be Hoifah the Din to Rachamim. And the second thing is, remember, what are you really doing tshuva on? Are you doing tshuva on your fantasies that you thought you should be at? On the real mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to fight with, the real avodah that's on your level to fight with, and with that will be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem to exceed the same time.
Make a bruchem, ma'en achsime.